It's the first newsletter release from WRIR's new music journal, The Rummage. Here are the 8 albums selected this week. A heady 2013 release from the Cosmic Dead, Inner Sanctum is a whopping 74 minutes of krautrock kashmische stew lovingly smeared over 4 tracks. Inner Sanctum's groovy swagger, dark and spacey sound, and outstanding drum and bass coordination creates a swirling vortex that's as alive and expanding as it is all-consuming. Rosetta's 2007 album, Wakelift, is a potent and perspicacious post-metal masterpiece, finely crafted with a mature meticulousness. It's an emergently convolving album, in which a microstructural tapestry of mechanical and ambient traction clarifies a textural richness and an otherwise obtuse scaffolding of guitar squalls. This is schematic metal at its finest, with adroitly dynamic composition, fervid, sober screams, and viscous sonic ambiance. A candidate on Global Agogo DJ Bill Lupoletti's Best of 2013 list, Jamako from Basiku Kuyate and Ngoni Ba, is explosive and evocative Malian music. Basiku has revolutionized the traditional Ngoni, turning it into a vehicle for soloing, where it had previously served only a rhythm function, even utilizing wah-wah pedal and other guitar-adapted effects. Basiku's refurbished band plays Monday music with a totally novel approach. The latest album from synth-rock female-fronted Metric, 2012's Synthetica, keeps the faithful and may convert a few. The album's standout, Lost Kitten, is a cood, co-ed, jumpy backbeat walk of shame over clean rhythm and plinging sound. Emily Haynes's amplified voice is vibrant and evocative as she breaks into the chorus, "When you lie, I cover it up." And Nothing But Time is perfect melodramatic closure as Haynes croons some advice to heed, "I got nothing but time, so the future is mine." The 2008 self-titled release from Parisian gypsy jazz band Caravan Palace is upbeat and playful electro swing that's perfect for dancing. Despite an innovative approach that includes dubstep-esque harmonic accompaniment, Caravan Palace stays true to its gypsy jazz origins. The album is a surprising mix of rhythmic changes between cool jazz and hard-pressing boppy tunes, filled with keenly melodic improvisations, and the ethereal voice of Kalathis Zoe adds an interesting twist. Blandishing detuned, emetic guitars and sour lyricism, Drive Like Jehu conquer the post-hardcore roster with Yank Crime, a torrential and tawdry 1994 post-hardcore vision. The standout, Luau, is astringent, a bacchanalian road racer sloshing about in the mess of its own blue-blooded fatalism, and one of Yank Crime's longest performances at a brooding 9 minutes and 27 seconds of velocitous pressure. Juve Jewel de Thais, a 13-piece ensemble led by renowned guitarist Pape Sec, recorded these tracks in 1982, but they haven't been heard until this year in Asa Yon Volume 1. These are gloriously swinging sides, a little bit jazz with some great arrangements and horn and guitar solos, a little bit en blocs with driving rhythms propelled by the tema and sabar drums, and featuring beautiful vocals from 3 different singers. 2012 album Dark Days is virtually a one-man show for infamous psychedelic guitarist Sula Bassana. Riding the vapor trail from his previous work with the band Electric Moon, Dark Days nonetheless offers a crisper Sula, one whose guitar snakes through the pockets of air and space. As always, his playing is exceptional, a driving force, without pummeling the rest of the songs into submission. Dark Days is yet another addition to an immense body of work that is as staggering as it is satisfying. Thanks for listening. New issues are released each Monday morning, and interested readers can subscribe to the iTunes downloadable podcast for a quick preview of each week's content. To learn more about The Rummage, Crate Divers care of WRIR 97.3, and read this week's newsletter, visit therummage973.wordpress.com.